Job analysis. Ideally, what do we mean by the term job analysis? To understand the knowledge, the skill, and the ability of the concerned individual. It is a content of the job in terms of the activities involved. When I say content of the job, what are you expected to do? You are in the finance department. What are you expected to do? That means your knowledge. Have you probably pursued in terms of academics and specialized in finance? Have you probably ideally worked in the field of finance, any work experience? So we talk of your opportunities in terms of work. We talk of probably the kind of work done so far by you, or are you a fresher? We talk of your academics, which you pursued in terms of specialization to move ahead in that field. All those aspects. Job analysis. A job description is usually developed by conducting job analysis. When you talk of job description, how can one describe what is expected out of you? When we analyze it, okay, this is what you studied. So for example, if you come to my firm to work in the marketing department, so what do we do? We go through your CV, we understand, okay, you've probably pursued an MBA and specialized in marketing. We probably realize you work for 6 years in a company, in a multinational. So through that, we are able to evaluate. It includes examining the tasks and sequences of tasks necessary to perform a job. The analysis considers the area of knowledge and skills needed for the job. A job usually includes several roles. The job description might be broadened to form a person specification. We mean by this that what does the job actually say in terms of the kind of work, and does it suit you as an individual in terms of what can be expected? The person job specification can be presented as a standalone document. Standalone documents, though in practice it is usually included within job description. So not to get confused between job analysis and job description. Job description is actually, it defines the kind of work. Job analysis, ideally, we are talking of that an analyst needs to understand what is the importance of the kind of work you're doing. What is the kind of work you're looking forward to? So analyzing that you're looking forward to working in the field of finance. This is what it means. The first step when you talk of job analysis is that we take while writing a job description is job analysis. It is a process of doing an in-depth analysis of a job and gathering information about the general tasks or functions, duties, responsibilities, and outcome of a particular job. So I am analyzing, evaluating, understanding what is expected out of me if I work in this department. What is expected out of me if I'm going to pursue my career in this field? What is expected out of me if I'm going to probably work here, and where do I see myself 5 years from now? So I analyze every aspect of the job or the work. It is a process where we actually develop the content for the job, which further share with the employee to make him aware about his duties and responsibilities. So I'm putting it forward very clearly to the employee. There's no scope for confusion or doubt. The employee understands very properly what needs to be done. When we talk of job analysis, we ideally have it in two compartments: job description, job specification. When we talk of job description, we need to understand two aspects. Now, when we talk of job description, what is the focus on? Job title, job location, job summary, reporting to, working conditions, job duties, machines to be used, and hazards, right? So let us take this. What is the kind of work that is expected from you? Where is your office going to be? Are you told clearly that times you have to go to the head office, which could be at the other end, and times you have to go to the office where you actually decided to work? Then job summary, it gives you a clear view of what is expected out of you. Whom are you going to be communicating with? Who is going to be your superior? Is it a conducive environment in terms of work? What do you expect as an individual in terms of working conditions? What is it in terms of the machinery? What about the hazards? Is there any, you know, if it's a an industry, if it's a factory, rather let's put it that manner, that if it's a factory a person is working in, what about, you know, the various chemicals which are there in the factory? What about the hazards? What about the risks? How do we as individuals see to it that the people working in the factory do not suffer? Job specification. Very specific to your qualification, to your experience. If you're a fresher, do you need training? Then ideally, what are the skills you have as an individual? Do we see that in you in terms of the interviews which you've probably given to us? Do we see the dynamism and the skill in you? What about the responsibilities? Emotional characteristics. At one point of time, it was intelligence quotient which was looked into. Today, the focus is also on emotional intelligence, whereby it means that your ability to handle your stress as well as the stress of others. See, wherever you're working, you may be stressed due to deadlines. You may be stressed because you're trying to bring a balance between your personal and professional life. You may be stressed due to not achieving your deadlines, not living up to the expectations of the people in your organization. So are you able to bring a balance with your emotions and focus on your work? And sensory demands. That means what exactly, you know, you're very keen on working in department B, whereas you're actually in department A. So how do you manage yourself as an individual? Do you say that now I'm here, I should focus on further growth here? When we talk of job analysis, it includes the following tasks: to review the job responsibilities of current employees and gather the information about job responsibilities and duties from external sources like internet; to analyze the tasks required to be done by hiring the employee and duties and responsibilities of the employee. That means we've hired a person. Now we look into what needs to be done by him. Is he capable of completing that? Finally, verbalization of the outcome or contributions needed from the position. That means what do we expect through that person? When we communicate with him, does he or she live up to it? An effective job description can only be written if you analyze the job properly. Try to gather as much information as you can while doing a job analysis, right? The maximum information you gather, it'll help you analyze better. It'll help you evaluate better. You can have a positive outcome through your evaluation. All right. When we talk of job specification, it is a statement which tells us maximum acceptable human qualities which are needed to perform a job. It is a written statement of educational qualifications, specific qualities, level of experience, communication skills required to perform a job. It is a very important document used by the HR professionals to communicate the desired people, the requirements in the organization. So we communicate to the people that what is ideally acceptable, what is expected, and how do we go about this? Job seekers respond to a particular job after reading to a job specification. After they read that this is what is specified. Do I fall in this bracket or do I not fall in this bracket? By just looking at job specification, job seekers can understand whether the job is suitable for him or not. A clear written job specification makes HR task easy, because clear written job specification attracts only targeted talent pool. That means it's so specific and crisp with what is expected that there is no chance ideally of having confusion. There is no chance ideally of creating a mistake if you apply. Why? Because the specification is to the point. A job specification has the following components. Total experience, it includes the total number of years of experience required to perform the job. Generally, it is written in a range, example, 5 to 7 years. Education qualification, what degree, right? Training or certification required for the job. Required skills, it includes physical, emotional, technical and communication skills required for performing a job and including responsibilities involved in a job. So when we talk of these kind of situations, that means what is it in terms of you being a competent person? What is it in terms of your emotional mindset? Are you able to handle, say, stress effectively? Are you actually, some of these companies, multinationals, also take an overall test of the individual if the person is physically fit, right? Maybe a lot of health problems. So then will you be able to cope up with the work pressure? All those aspects are looked into. Job description and job specification are two integral parts of job analysis. They are the written documents that help both employer and employee to understand the job requirement. These documents are important to find the best fit for the available job. Job specification example, sales executive sample job specification. Say it's sales executive. Now, what is the focus here? Experience. Minimum of 2 years experience is required in the corporate sales or channel sales with a renowned IT company. So you first focus on the specification. Here in this case, it's a sales executive. It could be a marketing executive. Then you ideally talk of years of experience. Experience selling ERP products is a plus point. So what ideally is your experience so far? How have you been ideally able to probably reach the targets, achieve the goals? What have you done ideally to move forward? This, see, there's an example by Shiv Khera. It's like this one person, he had a stammering problem. We're not making fun of anybody when we're talking of this. We're just giving an example. So ideally, in spite of him stammering, he became the best salesperson in the world. How? Because he said, do you want to buy the Bibles or should I read it to you for free? So ideally, having that kind of skill and mindset that I am going to achieve my goals no matter what, then it would serve the purpose. Educational qualification, candidate must have a bachelor degree in sales and marketing. The candidate must have a regular MBA degree from a reputed college. Specialization in sales and marketing is desirable but not mandatory, so not compulsory. When you talk of job specification, what is the skill and knowledge out here? Candidate must have strong communication skills. Why? Because we're talking of sales. So how effectively you're convincing, your ability to change the mindset of an individual through your communication skills. Candidate must be confident, of course, body language, posture, eye contact, ability to communicate effectively, ability to ideally make a presentation in front of a large audience, ability to let the audience feel that this person can connect and communicate, ability to perform under high pressure, and the last one, experience in cold calling and lead generation. So when we talk now, for example, cold calling, it's basically a sales process whereby you approach customers via telephone or email. They ideally don't expect this kind of interaction from you, but you are doing your bit or you're putting in all the effort to approach customers maybe via telephone or email. When I talk of lead generation, generation of consumer interest, the inquiry of various products or services. So probably how have you dealt with customers when they've made inquiries? How have you answered in terms of the kind of questions they put forward for a product or a service? Have you been efficient and effective enough to persuade or convince them? All right, we now discuss job description. Firstly, how is job description different from job specification? as we just said, job specification is basically a written statement of the duties and responsibilities of an individual. For example, if there is an opening in the human resource department. So, what does it mean? That firstly, does the person have a bachelor's degree in accounting? Maybe that would help if the person is interested in payroll. Or is the person having any backup in terms of academics, in terms of human resource as a subject or specialization? So ideally, when we talk of job specification, specific to that, you can say degree, specific to that subject, and specific to that task. Now, when we talk of job description, there's a difference. What does job description mean? Again, we talk of job description, written statement of specific job based on the findings of job analysis. Now, when I say specific job, what is the focus on? It includes the duties and responsibilities of an individual in relation to the working conditions. It includes who is the person going to report to. That means in terms of hierarchy and structure, where do you stand? It also means that the word description, it means that where ideally do you see yourself in terms of a particular task which is assigned to you? What is the goal which is expected to be accomplished out of you? Whom are you going to be interacting with in your day-to-day work assignments? So that is what job description means. At times, job description can be very ambiguous. For example, someone in the field of technology. Now, technology keeps changing. There's rapid change as far as technology is concerned. So when you talk of job description, it means here, is the person willing to adapt to the various changes as far as the software is concerned? Is the person having that skill and aptitude? Aptitude and skill also is specific for job specification. For example, what a lawyer can do, maybe a doctor cannot do. So specific to the task and kind of work you are doing. Job description, ability to work in an environment of constant change. That is why we gave you an example of technology. Experience in global marketplace is a must. Of course, this is a catch-22 situation. Once a student was asked that you have no experience and you're a fresher, why should we hire you? So we call this catch-22 situation because till somebody doesn't hire us, we're going to be freshers. So the student, of course, said that till I don't get an opportunity to be hired, till I don't get an opportunity to work and prove myself, I will yet be a fresher because someone has to hire me due to my academics and due to my strengths. So ideally, they say experience in global marketplace is a must. Experience in working flexible environment, right? When you talk of job description, the task assigned to you. At times, the task which is assigned to you, maybe somewhat more can be expected out of you. So that's what job description means. Should have a go-getter attitude, very important. When we say go-getter, that look, this is a task assigned to me, I'm going to accomplish it anyhow. This is a task which needs to be completed before time, I will see to it, I live up to deadlines. Can handle the whole sales cycle. Experience in making quotes, negotiation and deal closing. Yes, being an effective negotiator is a very important criteria. When I say an effective negotiator, ability to handle the situation, that means a win-win situation, for example, but handle situation and people effectively. Knowledge about ERP products is a plus. ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning. It's a business management software. For example, you talk of the products, you talk of the inventory, you talk of the sales, the price. So having a knowledge and having sound knowledge based on ERP products and must be tech savvy. I guess today we're living in a day and age where technology plays a crucial role. So very important to be tech savvy. So when we talk of high-level overview of job requirements as far as job description is concerned, creating a demand of the product, working as a key point between customer and the organization, demonstrating products to the clients, right? So what are we looking into? That is our relationship with other people in the organization. That means, is it with my colleagues or the supervisors or the subordinates, or is it limited to the current situation or a task which is meant to be for the future? Ensuring high quality customer satisfaction, self-analysis is very important. That, okay, do I fit into this task? Do I not fit into this task? Am I doing this task appropriately? Ensuring 100% of target achievement and managing distribution channel of products. Now, when you talk of these key points, it is specific to the work. That means when you talk of relationship between customer and the organization, it's specific. So when you're describing, it is going in depth. When you talk of job specification, what is the kind of work? When you talk of description, that means going in depth. That means, for example, an organization wants to hire the top-notch people. So ideally, when they give an advertisement, they give it in a very creative manner. That means it's describing what exactly is required. That's where we discuss job description. This would be more to do with specification. Job description example. The job of a communication manager is to overall see communication related activities such as public addresses, press conferences, addressing the employees, releasing press notes and other incoming and outgoing communications from the company. Why would you have a press conference? Take Aamir Khan. He's a brand. He's a well-known actor. Why will he have a press conference when his movie is about to be released? One aspect could be to create a hype. You want more and more people to become aware that, okay, this movie is worth seeing once. Now, he's already a brand. But in spite of that, the hype which is created makes a difference. The way he addresses the press makes a difference. The kind of information he gives the press to keep them updated makes a difference. He has the responsibility to uphold the brand value, just the same as we discussed for an Aamir Khan, and reputation of the company in the market. Communications managers, duties and responsibility. When we talk of communication manager, the most important aspect would be being persuasive. When I say persuasive, influencing the mindset or attitude of the people. How will you be persuasive? When ideally you are skillful with the way you interact. When ideally you're skillful with your abilities and your skillful with your abilities and your level of communication in terms of saying what exactly the person wishes to hear. So developing and formulating communication channels of the company, right? Whom do you interact with? What exactly are you expected to say, which will influence or change the mindset of an individual? Recognizing the target audience, very important. Who is your target audience? When I say target audience, who are the people I actually have to communicate with? And formulating communications with regard to them. See, it's understood. When I have to communicate something to my team members, it'll be at a different level. And when I have to communicate something with people at top management, it'll be at a different level. So whom am I communicating with? Playing a major role in marketing and advertising activities by writing press release and notes. What is a press release? Formal method of giving the media information. When you talk of formal method of giving the media information, that means ideally a press release is a formal official document. Formulating speeches for public addresses within and outside the company, right? What exactly do you want to communicate or convey to the public? How are you going to put it in effective words? Playing a major role in recruitment, right? You want to hire people. How will you do that? By identifying the key functions and the responsibilities which you expect from them. When you talk of key functions, it means the tasks and the duties assigned to a person in that organization. It also means having an effective interview and questioning them in a manner whereby you can get to know their talents through the way they answer. Training staff in order to improve their communication skills, yes. There are a lot of organizations who put in a lot of effort to train their staff. Definitely to improve the communication skills. When there is effective communication, chances of being successful goes higher. It is said that people who are most successful are also effective communicators. Formulating speeches for senior executives that can be used, or are to be used in high-level meetings. Proofreading and editing all communication articles emanating from the company. That means, you know what, when we are talking of certain kind of information, say if it comes in the newspaper. Now, when a journalist writes what you have mentioned, say when Amir Khan has a press conference, the journalist can edit. Now, what is again the reason for this? When you edit what is said, that means you're making changes. The changes are for the better, for the article to create a greater hype, right? Certain words, sentence construction, formulation of the sentences, which creates a better impact. Formulating write-ups to be used in presentations in corporate events. Training junior staff in writing and developing content for the company's use, right? You train people that this is what should be written. Say, for example, you want to give an advertisement in the newspaper to hire a person at a senior position. So the way it is worded, how do you train your people so that they have the training and it is worded effectively? That's what it means. A college degree is a basic requirement. Now, communications manager, education, training and qualifications. So let's take this example. College degree is a basic requirement. The most important factor is experience in formulating high-level corporate communication. He needs to upgrade his skills by attending workshops on communication. Right? So, when you talk of a communication manager, ideally, how will he become better? Even if he's good, he can become better. And if he's better, he can become the best. If a person feels he's the best, then do we always need to upgrade ourselves? So ideally, what are they saying here? Needs to upgrade his skills by attending workshops on communications. So various ways whereby you can improve and become better over a period of time. Job description example, communication manager degrees, courses and certifications. Now, the previous one which we discussed was with education and training. This one is more to do with degrees, courses, certifications. That's where there's a difference. Although any college degree is accepted for the job, if the application has good experience in corporate sales and market content development, the most preferred degree is bachelor's degree in communications. That means, what are they trying to say? That if you have a bachelor's degree in communications, then it means that you will definitely have that expertise in terms of sales. See, the very fact that you have a degree in communications, bachelor's degree, that means your ability to convince and communicate effectively should be there. By default, it should be there. That is why saying good experience in sales and marketing content development. A business administration graduate with experience in sales and marketing and excellent writing skills is the most preferred combination. So they do expect that someone who has experience in sales ideally also has effective writing skills. Then it will make a difference. Experience in content development or in publicity department is useful, right? Publicity. What is publicity? In simplest of words, when we talk of publicity, widest circulation. That means letting a large number of audience know. How? For example, when you talk of newspapers, to an extent, it means publicity. You're getting access to a large or wide audience. Same, we talk of social networking today in terms of Facebook. Advertisements on Facebook reaching out to large number of users. Communication manager skills and specifications. Excellent communication skills and writing skills. Now, what is required when you talk of manager? Of course, a manager has to have the skill of communicating very effectively. And of course, communication skills matter to a great extent. a basic knowledge about publicity campaigns and other commercial activities? How do I conduct a campaign? What should be done when we want to conduct a campaign? What should be effective and required for the campaign to go good? Right? Ability to tap into the pulse of the target audience. Who's the target audience? More than who's the target audience, what is it they expect? Right? In order to customize the content and make it effective.